This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Friday, Good Friday the 18th. I'm Dustin Huffman. Taking a look at the markets, of course, they're closed today for the Good Friday holiday. Let's take a look at how they finished the day. Corn and soybeans both about 2 cents lower here. Let's take a look at what was the news. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat markets were able to build off Wednesday's strength to trade mostly higher on Thursday. Corn in Kansas City wheat faded off early highs to close out what was mostly a sideways day to slightly lower for the week for price action with dwindling volume behind the trade as the week progressed. Soy markets were slightly lower Thursday as May futures remained mostly stagnant this week, caught between the chart resistance and support. Outside markets were on edge following Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments on Wednesday that the Federal Reserve may face a difficult task in balancing tariff-driven inflation with future rate decisions. Powell's comments drew the ire of President Trump, who said earlier Thursday that the chair's termination cannot come fast enough. The U.S. dollar inched higher on Thursday, attempting to post just its fourth higher session since the announcement of reciprocal tariffs on April the 2nd. On the livestock side of things, well, the complex rounded out the week on a strong note as all three of the contracts closed higher on Thursday with the extra fundamental support of sharply higher Fed cash cattle prices. The market really did perform on Thursday. May corn was down just 2 cents per bushel, and May soy meal was down $1.10. The Dow was down 527 points Thursday. And export reports revealed that beef net sales of 17,500 metric tons were up 47% from the previous week. We'll look at the numbers next.
Farmer Amaranth. 4 counts of yield theft, resistance to groups 2, 4, 9.
You ain't got nothing on me, man.
We've been surveilling you. And now we've got Tough 5EC, a tank mix partner that'll make sure you and your gang of resistant weeds never see the daylight again.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belsham Crop Protection.
Again, markets are closed for Good Friday. Let's see how they closed up on Thursday. May corn was down 2 at 482 and a quarter. July down 1.5 at 490 and a quarter. May beans were down 2 and a quarter at 1036 and a half. July down 2.5 at 1047 and three quarters, rather. Soy meal closed Thursday down $1.10 at $2.95.60. Soy oil was up 39 cents at $47.87. Chicago wheat up a penny at $5.48 and three quarters. Kansas wheat down a half at $5.57 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2.5. That's with $6.06 and three quarters. And oats was up 9 at $3.56 and a half. That's Market Matters.